our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I just caught a perfect ghastly.
Nice. I am sitting both under a blanket and on top of a blanket. Because I'm that kind of person. Let me guess, you think it's warm in here?
It's regular.
It was cold. It was really cold. I had to turn the heat up.
Uh-oh.
Just a tiny little bit. We're in a new apartment that we didn't suffer a winter yet in, so we don't know where the proper heat setting is.
I think it's less than what you think it is.
And we're in an older apartment. So it doesn't
have... Did you cock the windows?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to do that.
I was sick today. You don't cock windows when you're sick.
You don't do any cocking when you're sick?
No, you don't. So our heat doesn't just have like a handy on-off switch where you could turn it on or turn it off.
Mm-hmm. There's a nub.
It's just a dial. Mm-hmm. You get to dial up and hope for the best. And it's wildly inaccurate because like... Where we have it set right now, I think it says it's like 60 degrees in here, which is clearly
not. No, it's like 150.
60. It's not 150.
It's
probably like 72 or 73.
It's like 150 degrees, which might as well be the same thing. So I have some serious things I want to talk about.
So did I, but you can go for. I had some cereal things I want to talk about. You can do your serious stuff first. I'll do my stuff later.
Me working at my job is like having a heroin addict working at like a... medical supply.
Like a methadone clinic. Methadone.
Yeah. It's a bad idea. But they pay me money.
Yeah. What you could do is not eat candy.
Have you tried not being sad?
I think there's a difference there. There is.
Is there really?
Yeah. Really is.
Okay.
Is that all you had to say about it? Because I don't know if I want to talk about this on the podcast.
Well, I want to ask the listeners what they think.
Okay.
So working at a candy shop when you're addicted to candy is bad because you just eat candy.
Mm-hmm. What is it you were going to ask the listeners?
There's another, the Card Kingdom job is, there's one up on Craigslist again.
Right.
And I...
So the problem, the part that Adam's leaving out right now is that he's basically up for a promotion at work right now. So he could either be store manager of a candy store.
Yeah.
Or he could go back to being a first level peon at Card Kingdom.
Yeah. But the difference, the conundrum is where it's physically taking a toll on me, where I know you think that I can control how much candy I eat, but I don't believe that I'm able to do that.
I think that if you got help, you could absolutely do it. Okay. But I don't think that you're getting any help for it. So.
Okay, what kind of help should I get?
I really don't want to talk about this on the podcast. I don't think this is the venue for this conversation. Okay.
If any of our listeners, if you have any ideas, or if you have any input on this, because I'm really having a hard time deciding. Because I like my job. I'm okay at it. I'm not great, but I'm okay. I've been store manager of things before. And that's the pros of it. They pay me. They'll pay me more than the other job will pay me.
And we need money.
And we do need money. Yeah, I mean, everybody needs money. That's part of being a person.
Yeah, but also we do because we live in a very expensive city.
Right, right. But the cons are that there's always candy everywhere. It's full of sugar.
It's not your candy though. It's the store's candy.
So
that's the thing. Belongs to the store.
Right.
So you're freezing up right now, which means we should not be having this conversation on the podcast.
Well, it's tough. It's something I wanted to talk about.
I know that, but
it's serious.
One thing that happens when you want to talk about serious stuff is you can't find any words. And this was a podcast, which consists entirely of words.
Okay, podcast listeners, do you think I should take the job, keep the job that I have, that pays more money but has a physical toll on me, or should I try and get a different job that pays less but is in a field that I enjoy and, you know...
would still have a physical toll on you. I want to be clear on that. It's just going to have a different physical toll.
It'll make me move around more. And
yeah, but you're going to hunch over a lot more. You're going to have a lot of shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain.
Yeah, but I'll move around more and eat less candy.
I think when you were keeping track of your calories, it really helped your candy intake, or you were just lying a lot.
Yeah, I'm just bad at candy.
Yeah, there has to be a way, though.
There is a way somewhere, but I don't know if it's something I'm able to do. Hmm. Okay, so that's the poll for this week.
Okay.
So let me know what you think, listeners.
I want to talk about
your cereal topics.
I have two different cereal topics to talk about. One, it's spoopy season, so all the Franken cereals, the monster cereals are back, mm-hmm. and I have Count Chocula, but it's stale. Mm-hmm. And I was really sad about it, because I didn't get to eat it before it went stale, mm-hmm. and it just tasted bad.
You should just eat it
faster. I have some Frankenberry, so...
I won't eat that.
Yeah, you don't like Frankenberry? Mm-hmm.
I'll stick with my oatmeal with pumpkin juice.
We're almost out of pumpkin juice, though.
We need more pumpkin juice. To be clear, it's not really pumpkin juice.
Yeah, it's not at all pumpkin juice. Pumpkin juice would be, like, healthy.
Yeah, it's pumpkin-flavored eggnog.
It's pumpkin eggnog, which is, like, 150 calories per half a cup.
It's the best thing that ever happened.
It's so good. It's like drinking liquid pumpkin pie. Oh, it's so good.
So we put a little bit in coffee. I put a little bit in my oatmeal this morning.
Yeah, how was that?
That was awesome.
You could just put pumpkin pie spice in your oatmeal.
I have pumpkin juice.
Make pumpkin pie spice. You can just make it.
I could just make pumpkin juice and then put that in there.
Yeah, but it's different. And like, it's more calories.
Okay.
Just make pumpkin pie spice. That's all. That's my recommendation.
Yeah.
Do you know what pumpkin pie spice is made of? Did we go over this in the last podcast?
I think it's like, I don't know, probably. So tell me your second cereal problem.
Oh, well, it wasn't really a problem. I just want to talk about cereals.
Okay.
That's all. The other one was... I was watching YouTube, and Good Mythical Morning had a thing about, like, surprising facts about serial killers, and then I remembered about serial killers.
Oh, like serial killers.
Yeah, like not cereal, get it?
Like, not like spooky Halloween cereal.
Not like monster cereals.
So cereal we have a new promotion at work where if you buy a pound of candy, you get a Halloween gift.
Yeah.
And one of them is, like, spooky gloves with skeleton, glow-in-the-dark skeleton bones on it. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that that was one of the promotions. You just, like, Snapchatted me spooky gloves out of nowhere. Gloves out of nowhere.
And they glow in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were talking about getting gloves. I know, and then you showed me that you had gloves
already.
Yeah,
I purchased them already.
Yeah, but those are, like...
Well, the point of getting the gloves that I bought was that they're made of leather, so my hands won't get wet. Because that's, like, the part of my body that I can't stop from getting wet in the winter is my hands. Because I, like, have to have my hands out to take a bus pass or something.
To mess with your phone.
Touch my phone, so.
Do the leather work on your phone?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's actually really cool.
Are they Isotoner gloves?
They are.
Nice. They're the only place that makes gloves.
The only place that
is there
makes
a not Isotoner that
makes
gloves?
I thought that's just, like, the brand of the lining of the glove.
I don't know. They always say Isotoner on them.
I guess they do. They had these other ones that were way cheaper, and they looked like they were made of plastic,
mm-hmm.
and they were, like puffy gloves, but they would have been waterproof, and they'd have been, like, $8 instead of $30, but...
Oh, you paid $30 for
those? No, they were 25% off.
Okay, so it was, like, $22.50 or something.
Yeah, plus, well, no, I didn't get the 5% discount, because I forgot my red card at home. It's sitting right next to my computer.
Oh, yeah, mine's right there.
I don't think I ever activated it.
Oh, I have something for you.
Mm. He has something for me. It's in his wallet. Uh-huh. He's pulled out his wallet. It's a card. It says, Frunz and Fommel. Navn Fasa Sa Tasasa.
I'm listening.
Sub Fepsa Apu Atahunne.
No, you're doing it wrong.
No,
you're making the words like legible.
Yeah, not really.
Recipe for caca as a herpa herga hag huggins.
That's I was doing a different thing than what you do, though. Because I can't do the thing you do, so I don't even try to do the thing you do.
I do that, like, on TV shows when their credits come up.
I've received a friends and family discount for early November. I can get 50% off my purchase.
It's the weekend that I have off. The 5th and 6th that I have off.
Oh, you took that off for a reason.
Because Jamie said that I have a weekend I can take off.
Oh, so you just went with
that
one.
I was like, yeah, that's good.
I just picked one.
I also have this. I don't know what these numbers mean, but I have it.
What is it?
It's from the...
From the eye doctor?
Eye doctor.
Woo! You have really bad eyes!
What is that? What do the numbers mean?
So, it's... Well, it's like a whole thing if you're... Like, when I was a physicist, we did the equations to make these numbers a thing. But now I think they just use computers to do it, so you don't have to do the math. But it's basically how curved your, like, lenses are.
Mm.
And... For context, mine are a minus 1.25 in my left eye and minus 0.75 in my right eye.
Okay.
What is mine? You are minus 11.5 in your left eye and minus 12 in your right eye.
Yeah, I'm
That's
I can't see good.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, I know that.
You have terrible eyes.
Oh my God.
What's legally blind?
I don't know. Google it.
Okay. Here, you take. And then the other numbers are what they have, the corrections they have to make for your astigmatism.
Astigmatism.
Yeah.
0.45099.0099.
And it's like the how much they have to curve it in what way and on what direction.
4.50099.
Okay. I'm going to find out Legally Blind. Legally Blind.
Isn't that a movie about Reese Witherspoon?
And how she can't see to take her doctor or lawyer
test? She's like a lawyer.
Legally blind. To be considered legally blind, you're... Oh, okay.
What does it say?
It's, so legally blind means they can't fix your eyes far enough.
Yeah, they can still fix mine.
Your eyes are still fixable. It has to be 2200 or worse in your better eye while you're wearing corrective lenses.
2200 or worse? Oh, like 2020.
Yeah, like 2200. Right. Yeah. So what someone else can see from 200 feet away, you can't see from 20 feet away. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not you, so.
Yeah, so that's all. Oh, do you want to hear about what I did this week? What I did yesternight?
Yeah.
So yesternight, I went out on Facebook. There's like a Team Instinct Seattle Facebook page. And they posted a thing. It's like, oh, we're going to go take out Team Mystic Gyms or gyms around whatever, Wallingford.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll go do that. So I went at like 9:30, I think I went out there. Started at 9:30 and said 9:30 to 3 a.m. So I was like, okay, we'll go do that for a little while. So we met at this bar and then there was like four of us there.
Mm-hmm.
Then the one guy's like, oh, I'll just drive around. We'll just drive to the different gyms and just, you know, get out and fight them down until they're gone. And so we did that. We got to the first gym. We fought it down. Another guy showed up at that point. He had two phones. This guy had two phones, one in each hand.
Two phones! That's actually against the rules.
Is it?
Yeah, you can only have one account.
Well, he has one Google account, one different
account. No, you can only have one account.
Well.
You can only play Pokemon Go with one account.
Well, he has
two phones.
Or you're
subject to getting banned. Well, he's gonna get banned then.
Well, I'm not gonna say his name.
Well, I didn't think you were. I'm just saying. Someone's gonna figure it out eventually. So then we had six
people fighting gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because he had two phones. And then so the five of us cramped in that little car, and then we drove up past the zoo and got like a bunch of gyms up there. And then somebody else showed up, and he's like, hey, here. He just drove up. He like parked behind the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, wait. No, somebody else came, and he's like, oh, I'll take my car, and we'll just go together. So there was, you know, three of them, two of them in that car, and then three of us in this car, or four of us in that car, three in that car. Okay, what?
I just found a conversion of diopter measure to the 2020 measure.
Okay, what is diopter?
And diopter was the minus whatever number that you're saying. The highest this table goes is minus 6.
Okay.
And that's 2,500.
Okay.
So you're like 20,000.
So I can't see.
Yeah, you're just real blind.
Yeah.
Higher diopter values are harder to calculate because it depends on the purpose, or on the person, so...
Yeah, 20 feet away, I can't see the TV. I can't see anything that's happening
on
the TV without my glasses.
If you were to look at the TV without your glasses on...
I can't.
What do you see? Just like a brightness?
It's just a blur. There's like, I see red. There's like red and there's a blue in the middle, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, so you can still discern some of that. Like, you're getting more than just one.
I see there's two red splotches. and then a blue in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like different colors underneath it.
That's not that bad though. Because there are two red splotches and a blue in the middle.
Yeah. That's all I got though. And then maybe like a green up in the top corner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all correct.
Yeah, I don't know anything that's happening.
Well, I mean, those... it's a still frame, and I don't know that there would be that much more context if you had your glasses on.
Okay. Oh, that's not even close.
Oh, so what was... you thought.
It's a placemat.
You wouldn't have guessed placemat.
No, I thought it was two people sitting there.
No. What you're looking at is a miniature table, because before we started the podcast, I was watching miniature food.
But anyway, so we took out like 8 gyms.
Yeah.
And we built up a bunch of them, and I had 3 of them 21 hours later to get the coins for.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And I also hatched really a Snorlax good. Last week.
Ooh.
Like, was it yesterday or the day before?
It's 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Yeah, Snorlax.
I was so stoked about it.
I don't know, Snorlax. You all the cool Pokemon. Remember that time you got an Aerodactyl, like, week one?
Well, yeah, we were
just,
in,
like, accidentally got an Aerodactyl.
I was in that comic book store, the one I took Dan to.
Oh, no, wait. And it wouldn't have been week one, then. It would have been...
Yeah, week two or whatever. It was nearly.
It was pretty
But
soon.
Nobody likes Aerodactyl. He's not very good yet.
I just want one. I just don't have one. Yeah. I don't have an Aerodactyl.
They had the first Pokemon Go event this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's, like, double candies for when you catch them and when you transfer them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You get a Gyarados so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing this weekend?
We're going to go catch Magikarp, and we're going to go catch Pidgeys.
Okay.
We're just going to catch all the
Pokemon. There's probably, like, Halloween things this weekend.
Oh, there's a bunch. They said there's more Ghastlies, more Haunters, more Gengars. And, like, more Drowsies and Zubats.
More Ghastlies and Drowsies and Zubats.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
But double candies
for all of them. I definitely haven't already had 2 Gengars.
I have
a
perfect Ghastly that I'm going to get up to a Gengar now.
Yeah.
I caught him on the bus.
I heard you start the podcast with a perfect Ghastly.
I caught him on the bus on my way home. And I was like, I'll just catch this Ghastly. And I'm like,
which
bus
did you take?
I took the 40.
The 40?
The 40.
Oh, you wanted to do some extra walking.
No. I took the 40 to the 34th in
Fremont. Oh, and then you transferred.
And then in the Garden 62.
Why'd you take the 40?
I don't know. It was the first bus that showed up. I'm like, oh, I know it stops on the 34th. I'm going to see how many Pokestops are on there. And it goes through a bunch of Pokestops before it gets to downtown.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. I could totally take the 40 and I won't have to walk as far.
It just drives up Westlake Avenue.
Yeah.
Right next to the lake, and there's like all Magikarps and
stuff. The 40 bus stop is way closer than the 62 or the E to my work, but I never take it because I have to transfer.
Yeah, you just stand right in downtown Fremont for 5 minutes instead of...
It depends what time of day you're taking it, though. Sometimes it's more than 5 minutes if the buses are delayed during rush hour.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's not like standing in Fremont is worse than walking 4 blocks. How many blocks difference is it?
1, 2, 3, like 4 or 5.
Four blocks different. Just take the 40 and it goes right up west. Like, you can get a bunch of Pokestops and you can catch Dratinis. I was told that
usually we go up Dexter, which has a number of Pokestops. Yeah. It's a 62.
But
you get
the West Lake has a lot. Yeah,
just along the
and
way.
It's right by the water, and you can get better Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay. You've convinced me.
And it's closer. I stood in Fremont for 5 minutes to get to 62, but whatever.
Yeah.
Or you could just walk home.
You could
from
just
there.
Walk home.
Yeah, it was raining a little bit, so I didn't want
to
walk.
Yeah, and it's easier to walk home if you like can at least get the bus to Woodland Park Avenue and then walk up because it's not that far. Sure. My loving husband brought me Mr. Pibb to make me feel better.
I'm sorry it's not Dr. Pepper.
It's okay. I like Mr. Pibb. I like it quite well. It's quite good. What else is going on? What did we do this weekend? Yesterday we had brunch. We went for brunch.
Oh my god, we had brunch.
Do you want to sing a song about brunch?
We're going to sing a song about brunch.
Sing a song about brunch. This is a song about brunch. Yesterday, we tried to go to brunch. The first place we're going to go... Australian place. Keep seeing about over in Ballard. And I don't know what it's called. Do you remember what the Australian place is called?
Kiwi and Kangaroo?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's something like that. Probably not Kiwi.
Yeah. Oh, you're hitting your thing on the
thing. That's
no, I think it is Kiwi though.
Oh, anyway, it smells like a locker room.
Yeah, worse than a locker room actually. It kind of smelled like a urinal in a locker room. It was not good. So we walked in and I just said no and we walked back out. And went a street behind us, up a block, to a place called Skillet, which did not smell like a locker room. And we thought we were going to have to wait a while because it looked pretty busy, but we got in like 5 minutes. And Adam, what did you eat? Do you remember anymore?
It was like stew with an egg on it.
No. It was deconstructed corned beef hash.
It was stew with an egg on it, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it did look really good.
It was like big chunks of brisket and big chunks of potato and chunks of carrot and fennel and onion.
Ugh.
It was stew with an egg on top. And it was awesome.
It was less liquidy than stew, though, I would
say. No, it was just all the meat and veg.
It was really good. And I had a cornmeal waffle with pork butt. No.
Pork belly.
That one. It was a lot of fat in pork belly because it's delicious. It's basically just a slab of uncut bacon.
Yeah, it was. It was so a square. Good.
It was two slabs. I couldn't finish it.
2 2-inch squares of...
Yeah, of uncut bacon. Just maple glazed. Man, it was so good. The waffle left me a little disappointed.
It needed cornbread butter. Waffle.
Yeah, it was cornmeal. I liked it, but it needed butter, and they didn't have any butter available at the table.
Speaking of didn't get the condiment, we had donuts before
that. Oh my God. Okay, so we saw that they had a cinnamon roll on the menu that is like, and we were just like, yeah, let's get a cinnamon
roll.
We ordered it.
We'll get
from
one for the table.
Jodie Foster, our waiter.
Jodie Foster.
She just reminded me of Jodie Foster. I don't know why.
Jodie Foster.
And she's like, we're all out of those, but we got donuts. It's like, it's six donuts, and they come with a raspberry sauce. You can dip it in, and we're like, sure, why not? So 5 minutes later, the donuts come out. Sans raspberry sauce, which was fine, because
French for without.
After eating it, I would not have wanted the raspberry sauce. So here's what we think. We talked it over, and here's what we think that they do with these donuts. We think that they deep fry them. It remains unclear whether they come to them as fully formed donuts or whether they make the donuts themselves. They say that they're house made, but you never know with that sort of thing.
They're kind of lumpy though. Like, I feel like they could be house made.
I had another one today and they were pretty
standard. Where did you have it?
We had an extra one. I took it home with me.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So, anyway, so they deep fry them, clearly. They're like a cake donut though. It's not like a, what is the opposite of a cake donut? Deep fried donut.
Glazed donut?
Whatever. It's cake donut, and they deep fry it.
Pie donut.
And then we're pretty sure that they immediately put it in just, like, a bucket of powdered sugar. Because when they came out to us, they each had, like, an eighth of an inch of powdered sugar just, like, absorbed and caked onto them.
It was the best donuts I've
ever
eaten.
Yeah, it's like it makes its own icing with oil and
Yeah, because the oil from the deep fryer just was stuck to all the powdered sugar.
They were so good. I've been wanting to have a good donut in Seattle, and we keep getting disappointed with donuts.
It was literally an eighth of an inch of powdered sugar stuck to the outside of these donut holes. I wonder what they did with the rest of the donuts.
That's why I think they bought the donut holes.
Oh, because they didn't have the rest of the donuts to go for it? You're probably right.
Just buy the donut holes.
Yeah, I think you're right. That was fun. That was a good brunch.
We went for brunch, and then we didn't really eat the rest of the day because it was a lot of food.
Yeah.
There was not really any need to eat for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I think late at night I ate like a pumpkin bar or something, but I just didn't get hungry. And you went to work and you did your Pokemon thing, and I sat around here, read a book for a little while.
So here's some other news. I'm going to have to get some more Tiny Leaders.
Yeah?
There's at least two in the new set.
The Commander set?
In the new Commander 2016, I guess it is. They're four-color Commanders.
Are they still naming those after the year?
Yeah, because they do one every year.
I know, but...
But it's four-color Commanders. Uh-huh. So they have a four-color Commander, and then I think each deck has two-color Commanders that have Partner, which is an ability that you can have two Commanders if they both have Partner.
Okay.
That's it.
So there's not going to be any two Commanders with Partner at the same colors.
Well, why not? Well, not in the same decks.
Yeah,
but there will be... They'll probably have one for each of the 10 color pairs over the 5 decks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. So like, they're not going to have... Yeah. There's not going to be two of the same one or the same color pair of different Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
No, because they're legendary.
I think they'll be 10.
Could you use two in the same set, in the same deck, but you can't because they're legendary. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause and it's Commander.
Can you have two...
You can only have one of the same card.
What are the rules? Can you... Well, no, it's... I mean, it's... I guess Commander is only one same card. I was going to say, what's the rules for having them in the command zone? Because you have two of the same one, but since it's Commander, there's still only one card.
Yeah, so and the cool thing is, since your deck is 100 cards, and one of them is in your command zone. You start with 98 cards and two in the command zone.
Oh, you do. That's something.
That's all. That's just it's something.
One extra card.
But that's it. That's a cool mechanic. I thought that was interesting.
That is cool. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. You called four color commanders a while ago, though.
Well, yeah. But the one that they revealed was really awesome. I really like how the legendary creatures they have in the set are all from distinct planes. Like, there's one from...
Kaladesh?
Is there one from Kaladesh?
I don't know. I was asking you. I was trying to prompt you because you seem to have
forgotten Theros. Entirely. There's one from Theros, like a Krufix one, which is probably going to go in my Krufix deck because it says Krufix on it. And they took my other card that said Krufix on it away. Oh, look, I have them up.
How dare they?
Vial Smasher was in the story of Dragons of
Vial Fakir. Smasher of the Fierce.
Uh-huh. Silas Wren, he looks like he's from Esper. I couldn't say for sure.
Is that Kaidel, Chosen of Krufix?
Yep, Kaidel. That's pretty good.
Atraxa, Protractor,
Praetor's
voice. Praetor's voice. It's a little far
she's
away.
She's from Phyrexia.
Atraxa sounds familiar to me.
Uh-huh.
Is that like a thing already?
I think Ataxia is a thing.
Yeah.
Chrom,
Ludovic's Opus. Oh, it could be because it sounds like Artax. That could be why.
Artax!
No.
Artax!
No. Don't make me sad. My sister's already, like, tweeting and posting Facebook statuses or whatever about making way in the world today. Takes
everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
And she texted me yesterday or the day before about, like, about the other song that they sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Marceline, is it just you and me in the wreckage of the world?
Yeah. That must be so confusing for a little girl.
That's the best story in Adventure
Time.
It is.
I don't know how much further they developed it since we kind of stopped watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it got weird.
Yeah, it got weird. Like, after that meteor. And his dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weird. I think they're finishing up. Finishing Adventure Time. Anyway.
And adventure ending.
So I was trying to tell you about magic cards and you just cut
Adventure
me off.
Time's up. Somebody wrote that headline when it was announced. I guarantee you somebody wrote that headline when it was announced that Adventure Time was ending. Right. Somebody did.
You don't want to hear about magic cards.
I want to hear a little bit about magic cards.
Okay. Well, I'll
was
tell
there
you
something
the rest.
Else interesting
yeah,
you
I
had
to some
say?
Stories to oh, okay. tell you. There's like a guy from Innistrad and a guy from wherever this... Bruce Tarl, wherever he's from.
Bruce.
His name is Bruce.
His name's literally Bruce.
And then Siddhar Kondo is from Jamora. Which is on
Bruce
Dominaria.
Bruce looks Russian.
Yeah.
He's a boorish herder.
He is. He's red, white. And then they have some other ones. You
cool.
can see where he's from. That's not at all what I wanted.
That's... I mean, you didn't really...
I clicked on this. I clicked on the name and they gave me different
They give
names.
You Artax.
Where is he from? Oh, he's from Zendikar because he's an ally.
Mm.
Good old Bruce.
Good old Bruce. B-R-U-S-E.
He's like, I am a mustache man.
Are you a mustache man?
Hmm?
Your beard's getting pretty long.
Yeah, I shaved it underneath a little bit.
I think you should maybe trim it too. Not like short, just like all to one length.
How dare you?
Okay, but
my beard is my power.
I'm not saying you need to get rid of it. I'm saying
my
you should...
beard is my power.
What if that was actually the case? Mm-hmm. Like your beard was actually somehow powerful.
So what do you want to do tonight besides our podcast?
I don't know.
You want to watch YouTube videos while I play Stardew Valley?
Yeah, probably.
All right, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay.
Should we write a song? You want to write a song?
Didn't we just write a song about brunch?
No, this is a different song.
Oh, a song. What's the
this
song about?
Is called Not Brunch.
Oh, no.
This song is not about brunch.
Okay, what's your pick on it? What's your pick? It's just orange.
It's orange.
It had something on it once. It's all wore out.
This one had something on it.
What's
still
the difference between the picks? Can we
the
feel that one?
The thickness.
These both feel kind of the same. The orange one is maybe just warmer. This one's signed. Who's it signed by?
Oh, it's signed by, what's his name? From Clutch.
Oh.
Tim.
A Clutch guy?
Yeah.
Hey, one other thing we should talk about. We watched a documentary, did we not? Did we not watch a documentary?
We did watch a we're documentary watchers.
I would like to preface this by saying you should watch this documentary because it's fucking weird and really great.
If you like wine, or if you don't like wine, or if you've never had
wine. If you like wine or you've ever heard of Tool.
If you've heard of wine or heard of Tool.
Never heard of wine.
Either one. Then watch this documentary. It's called Blood Into Wine.
It's really good.
It's on Netflix. It was on Amazon Prime.
It might be available elsewhere, but probably not.
Yeah, you could buy the DVD for like $50 because I wanted to buy the DVD. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's on Amazon Prime.
Just kidding. We have Amazon Prime. So it's the Maynard from Tool decided that he kind of got out of music when he needed to get out of music. He was doing it for therapy or whatever, and like it helped and it made him feel better. So he decided he wanted to grow grapes to make wine instead. Except rather than doing it in California like a normal person, he decided to grow grapes and make wine in Arizona, which is apparently not where you usually make wine.
Yeah, because it's like a desert.
But they're like in a higher up area where it's not as deserty.
Yeah.
Like, but anyway, it's really good.
Jerome, Arizona.
Mia Yave. You like her? She's in it
for a minute. She's pretty awful in it. And
Patton Oswalt's in it.
Yeah.
For a minute.
I like
those Tim and Eric guys are in it quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're doing a weird interview with him. But I like Mia Jovovich in it because she's just like, yeah, I'm just a person hanging out.
Yeah. Her credit was like, it was like Mia Jovovich.
Supreme being,
comma, Pussifer.
Pussifer vocalist.
Those are the two things you know her from. Why is your guitar all buzzy?
Because it's old.
Oh.
And it's humid.
Oh.
And it needs new strings.
Get some strings.
Oh, I have them in my bag. I just haven't.
Put them on! Why did you learn to play guitar?
Pick up chicks.
That's what I thought. Isn't that why most people learn to play guitar? How old were you when you attempted to learn to play the guitar?
19.
How far into learning to play the guitar did you say, I know the guitar well enough?
Oh, I haven't
yet. I know
yet.
Sometimes we come across some chords, and you're like, I don't know that chord, and you just don't play. You just stop
like,
for some reason.
I'm good.
You're like, that was enough. Enough play for me. I found one, I don't know, B-flat minor, so I stopped.
Do I know B-flat minor?
That didn't sound very minor. Oh, no. I don't think that's it.
That's B-flat.
Yeah. I like watching it die out on Audacity.
I like that song.
What was that?
That's a Pussifer song.
No, that last part.
The one that...
Yeah. Sounded weird. Wait, wiggle it! You wiggle it and it does a wiggly sound. I was trying to learn the
hello,
bass.
Hello, we're the Wiggles. We'd like to say hello to you. Hello, we're the Wiggles. We'd like to say hello.
Someone's seen the Wiggles.
I watched the Wiggles. I was into the Wiggles.
I avoided the Wiggles somehow. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't even intentional. I think there were some kids I babysat for that liked the Wiggles, but we never watched it. This is the only reason I know anything about.
I was way into the Wiggles.
This is the only reason I know anything about like Bob the Builder. Is because
that was before Zoe's time.
It was before Zoe's time. Yeah, it was when I was in high school.
We got like a DVD. We had a DVD of the
Wiggles.
The Wiggles
were
like, all right.
Then too. I think the Wiggles just stuck around more.
Yeah.
And also Bob the Builder is not really. It's not for little tiny kids. It's for. You got to be like three.
Is
or
there
four.
Songs in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are.
We did a lot of musical stuff.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? No, it's can he fix it? Bob the Builder, yes, he can.
Jim will fix it.
Scoop muckin' something. What's that? Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy.
Do you remember the,
join the crew.
Remember when we looked up a thing from Detectorists?
Detectorists.
And it said Jim will fix it?
Yeah. It was like a show.
But it was like a weird guy.
Can we talk about how much I want a metal detector? How I've always wanted a metal detector since I was a child. My sister may remember the metal detector commercials that used to come on with a guy who would metal detect. And he'd be like, order a metal detector. And it's a pamphlet that tells you how to metal detect.
You can find a metal.
He'd be like, He'd be like, I found this coin and it's pretty good for my waistline. So, like, he patted his stomach. So something about, like, it's good for my health, too. Like, he's out walking or whatever, where presumably he was not out walking before.
Sure. It's like Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I think it was, like, $200 or probably more than that to probably, like, $500 because it's on the TV.
Remember when they had, like, panning for gold commercials?
No.
Oh, boy.
Is that a thing they had?
People are into it.
Well, I know people are into it. That doesn't mean that they had commercials for it.
I think my brother's into it.
I know your brother's into it. Kind of weird. Or he was once. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with your brother anymore.
He does things.
He's still in Colorado?
I think so. Where are you at, Shane?
Shane, you still in Colorado?
Shane, do you still listen to our podcast?
Shane, come visit us.
Yeah.
You got here. Like, you always have money all the time, somehow. Come visit us.
Because he invested in Bitcoin.
We have an air mattress, or also there are hotels in Seattle. Yeah.
Or we have an air mattress.
You could come visit over Christmas while I'm not here, so that your brother doesn't have to be alone.
I can show you around.
Yeah. It'll take like 3 or 4 hours, and then you'll be bored for a week.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Sometimes it's fine to be bored for a week.
Oh, I'm tired. How are you want to be done with this podcast? Oh, we have a snack.
Yeah, we have a snack, bro. We got a snack that we
Ooh, cola candy.
Have been not eating for a while.
Strawn gummy.
Strawn gummy. S-T-R-O-N. G-U-M-M-I.
S-T-R-O-N, line break, G-U-M-M-I.
Line break of a bunch of Japanese characters.
Strawn gummy.
I guarantee you that whatever those Japanese characters say, it is more than just strawn gummy. It's ripped open. It's open. Adam smelled it, made a face. I want to smell it and make a face. No, I want to smell and make a face.
Caffeine Max.
Oh, what the?
Yeah. I don't want to eat this right
like
now.
It smells like coffee, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to eat this right now because it's...
Because it's maximum
I'm gonna
caffeine.
We're going to eat it. I think we're just not going to
eat it.
Eat it
in the morning?
Yeah, I'll eat it in the morning. All right, so our snack today is going to be
something
else.
I just had Mr. Pibb.
How about a Chupa Chups?
Oh, what's that?
I don't know. It's yours.
What kind is this?
I don't know. Open it. Eat it.
I think it's orange. Looks like orange.
All right, I'm going to leave the strong gummy out.
What are my other options?
Other one. I'm eating this one.
Okay, I want the other one that isn't orange. Oh, it's a strawberry. Which is worse, strawberry or orange?
Which is worse?
Yeah.
I don't understand your question. We're going to eat Chupa Chups. If you don't know what Chupa Chups are, then I'm sad for you.
I didn't know what they were, and so you brought me one.
They are Mexican lollipops.
Yeah. It's actually a Chupa Chup.
Chupa Chups.
It'd be Chupa.
It's like Chupa Cabra.
Yeah, chupa means to suck.
What is cabra? Goat sucker.
Yeah.
Chupacabra is goat sucker?
Yeah. That's what it's always been. It tastes like strawberries and cream.
The more you know.
Yeah, because they suck the blood out of goats.
That's awesome. I did not know that chupacabra meant goat sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody on the podcast has learned a thing.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't already know.
What flavor did you get? Oh, you got almond shaker.
I got strawberry and cream. What kind you got? Taste test it. Tell me what it is.
Raspberry?
Oh, I like raspberry.
Or strawberry? Raspberry. I don't know.
Mm-mm. I want strawberry.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this is like a generic.
Oh, it's so good.
It tastes like a Tootsie, cream, like a Tootsie Pop.
Like a cream lollipop.
Yeah, the cream
the best
one
thing.
Really makes a difference.
Did you have the chocolate vanilla one?
Mm-hmm.
They're the best.
Mm. You were generous enough to give it to me. I bought some Borax at this store. Do you guys know this still sell Borax?
What is this, 1875?
It's all like, 80 mule Borax. Like, I don't even know what that means.
What do you even do with it?
I don't know.
Nice.
Wash clothes? Probably.
My wife. Borax.
I never saw Borax.
Borax.
I intentionally did not see Borax.
My wife. You'd be really uncomfortable watching
That's
Borax.
That's why I never saw Borax. Yeah. Because I knew I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, you would not like it.
Read me a mind trap from underneath your gross broken speaker.
Listen. Oh, dear.
Adam has both speakers on his computer, and they are going out, and they're all crackly, and it's terrible.
One of them's going out.
Yeah.
When Clara Clotter...
Clara Clotter? Clatter.
Clara Clotter was purchasing her new parrot, the Celeste Man, Asured Hair...
Oh my god.
That it would rep you and he warred it he yard. Shall I read it in English?
Yeah.
When Clara Clatter was purchasing her new parrot, the mm-hmm. salesman assured her that it would repeat any word it heard.
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, Clara returned the parrot complaining it hadn't uttered a single word. It's deaf. Given that the salesman had spoken the truth about the parrot's abilities, why wouldn't the bird
deaf.
Talk?
It's deaf. It's definitely deaf.
Parrot was deaf.
That That's a decent riddle.
Yeah. If you're like dumb. Oh, I want to tell everybody a story about what happened to me at work today.
Okay.
So, I guess it was about like 7, around 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This family came in with...
P.M.
Yeah, 7 p.m. A family came in with...
1900 hours.
With twin girls. They were probably 9 to 11, I don't know, in that range.
Uh-huh.
And the whole time they were just like... Bah, 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 bah,
yeah, I've been a twin girl before. I know, doing, you can doing that to business.
And they were very adamant about the fact that they both had to have exactly the same amount of candy by weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
Yeah. None of this is news to me.
But they wanted to make sure, like, the one girl had to get 3 Skittles to put in her bag to make it exactly the
same.
Listen,
I don't know why this is confusing to you.
That's all. I just thought it was hilarious.
There's a reason
and then,
No, you didn't finish the story.
So, well, the reason they wanted to get half a pound each is because if you get a pound of candy, you get a free something, like mittens or nail polish in a skull jar.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to get blue nail polish in a skull jar that they were going to share.
Mm-hmm. That blue's going to stain their nails so bad.
You know, if they even put it on their fingernails, who knows what they're going to do with it?
Probably put it on their toenails.
Uh-huh.
No, they'll put it on their fingernails. They'll just do it badly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a reason I'm so good at splitting up food in half. Like sometimes every once in a while when I split up a meal that we've made and there's like 2 portions left, I'll weigh them to see how close I got and they're like 2 grams off. Cause you just you just get used to it.
Half.
Yeah. Half means half to me. Half means half-ish to you.
Yeah.
There's a distinct difference in those things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're better at sharing.
I was forced to be better at sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also more protective of the stuff that's actually mine. Because, one, we grew up pretty poor, so we didn't get that many things. And two, I wanted my own stuff. Like, I don't ever get to have, like, my own friends or my own place or whatever.
You have me.
I do
I'm
have
your
you.
Own husband.
I know. I know. But it's... Oh, geez, that's a long one. Does it got numbers in it?
No. I'm just waiting for you to be done
with your story. Sometimes I want to have some stuff that's mine, and then it doesn't get ruined.
You know what's yours? It's all yours? Is those little balls of water that you have?
My Orbeez?
Orbeez, yeah.
They're all mine.
Did you find out about those from YouTube?
Yeah. Well, actually, I found out about them when I worked at Target, because they were big. When I worked at Target, but I didn't know what they were until YouTube.
Mm. All right. The coach of the college baseball team, Buck Knox, was checking the residence grounds to be certain his players were in by curfew. Suddenly, he heard a loud crash and turned to catch a glimpse of a man running into the residence. Buck thought it was his star right-handed pitcher, Art Dodger, but he couldn't be sure. Buck went to Art's room and opened the door. Art Dodger stood in the middle of his room, his right leg in his pants and his left leg out. Art, looking at the wristwatch on his left arm, said, "I heard a loud crash and was just getting dressed to see what happened," he stammered. "Forget the bull," said Buck. "I'm certain it was you who just ran in here. For that little caper, you won't know by playing tomorrow." How could Buck Knox be so certain it was Art who had been out after curfew? It's something about him being right-handed
and
his pants.
He was taking his pants off, not putting them on.
Yeah. His right leg was in his pants and his left leg was out.
Which means he was taking his left leg out first because he's left-handed.
No, he's right-handed.
Oh. I don't know.
It's something about his hands. A right-handed person will put their left leg in their pants first.
No, I don't think that's true. Yeah, I was trying. I might do both at the same time, too.
I put both of my pants in my pants because if you put your pants on and you have one of your legs out, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can't put the other one in.
I chewed my soccer a little bit. It's been torn. It's ripped.
Here's some.
Up.
What do you call it?
ASMR.
ASMR. Sound noise. There you go. There you have it. Throw that in the garbage.
Too busy chewing on my sucker. Makes for a good podcast.
Yep.
Chewing on a sucker. I took out like a. Like a good fifth of it. Just, I have a meeting at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't canceled it. We don't have anything to talk about. I hate having meetings to have meetings.
That's aubergine for now.
No. That's terrible.
Why?
Because we didn't even say we were ending the podcast. You can't just be like...
It's over. I've already done it.
Uh-uh.
That's aubergine.
Mm-mm. Let it be known I do not approve of this one.
Aren't you glad I didn't say aubergine? Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.